Tom Devine, end of the first six stages. You're in the lead, but didn't quite all go according to plan the last three stages.
Everybody wanted to win on every stage now, to be honest, but no, the pace has been sharp, everybody out there today, and yeah, probably just dropped a wee bit in the last stage, probably sit into an out of rhythm, just maybe trying to get through the day where we should have probably been a bit more up and go at it. But yeah, look, hey, overall it's been a good day. We're, yeah, and our championship contenders, were a good 30 seconds above them now, so yeah, it's all good.
And the car?
Yeah, the car's feeling okay, hey, but there's no issues to complain. Obviously the guys give it a good check over now, and yeah, we'll just give it a check over for the morning again, and I'll go again.
And you're looking a bit stiff getting out there.
I'm getting a bit stiff. Yeah, there's a couple of big jumps in that first stage out of service there, and yeah, we didn't plan to lift off over them, so yeah, so I'm referring now, but all good.
Yeah, well, Matt is certainly giving you a real run for your money.
Yeah, he is indeed. Sure, that's his job. He's a mentor. He's a teacher of people, so that's his job. Rallying is his life, you know. And 3-time British champion. I'm expecting nothing less to be giving me a rattle. So, yeah.
So immediate thoughts at this stage for tomorrow morning.
Sorry?
For tomorrow morning, what are your thoughts? How are you going to approach things?
I'm just going to reset again. I'm going to put the foot down as hard as I can, keep her lift. That's it.
Matt Edwards, end of day one, second place. You were about 8 seconds down the first stage. You've cut the deficit, so you're pretty pleased.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been. I've really enjoyed it. You know, it's been really good to get back in a car, and you know, to be in the fight as well is like. We weren't really expecting it, you know, the amount of time I've been at the car and everything's quite new. It was quite nice to be in and, you know, get that feeling back of, you know, what I've missed the last, yeah, what, 8-10 months, however long it's been. But yeah, really happy with how this afternoon's gone as well. So.
And the three stages, did you find a big contrast between them?
Yeah, they were very different. They were a lot drier than we expected. You know, I thought there would still be quite a lot of damp, greasy patches after how wet it was and how muddy it was this morning, but a lot of that dried quite significantly. But I think we managed the tyre well. We only went one step up, but a lot of the lads went, you know, two steps up on compound tyre, and I think we managed it well, and it still gave me a lot of confidence. So yeah, over the moon really, and it's credit to everybody that's, you know, made it all happen in 2 weeks. Really, we've gone from, you know, not having a deal to having this, and you know, 5-6 seconds off the lead. So it's, you know, credit to a lot of people involved, obviously, and you know, David's done a great job on the notes. You know, considering we haven't worked together before in a car, it's great. And you know, he said himself at the end, he's missed the buzz of that competition and that sensation in the car. So
really looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, very different stages. So we're having a bit of a chat then about what we're going to do to, you know, sort of try and carry on with the pace that we've had. I think there's work to do, because I'm trying quite hard, and it's not coming easy. Not to say it should come easy, but I think that we need to get the car doing a little bit more to help me, if that makes sense. So everybody's in it to try and make improvements. So that's great. Everybody's doing really well, and you know, grateful for the support.